CPV Radio, Central Texas.
This is God's Journey Child, Theodore Chestnut, and you're listening to the Psalmist Voice Radio Network. Walk with me, family. Let's go!
At Majal's Products, we care for a better you with our handmade natural ingredients to give you healthier skin, body, and stronger hair, like our face, foot, hair, and body care products. To order yours today, please visit our website at www.majalsproducts.com or on Facebook at Majal's Products. Get yours today and get your faster results without breaking the bank.
You're listening to Victory Over the Weights of Life.
Over the Weights of War.
With Sis Diane LeBrun. Right now on TPV Radio.
This is Victory Over the Weight of Life with Sister Diane LeBrun.
You're listening to Victory Over the Weights of Life.
Over the Weights of War.
With Sis Diane LeBrun. Right now on TPV Radio.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, are you ready?
Good evening, everybody. How are you? Welcome to Victory Over the Weights of Life. Invite a friend. Let them know I am on. As always, this will be a fantastic night as I share with you my experiences in life, how God helped me to overcome the and have the victories that I have already had because I never gave up on God. I never stopped trusting in God. I am author, speaker, and your host, Diane LeBrun. I am so happy to be with you once again. Don't forget, you can catch me here every Tuesday night, 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. Please, please, please tell someone about the show. As we begin, as always, let us in, ask the Lord to be in our midst tonight. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we want to thank you for today, God. We want to thank you for all what you've done. We want to thank you for what you're doing. We thank you for being God alone. We thank you that you have loved us with an everlasting love. We want to thank you, Father, because there is nothing that you would not do for your children. No good things, you said, Lord, that you are going to withhold from your children. So today, God, we want to thank you for being a good father, a good provider, a good defender. We give you praise and glory. Father, we ask that you join in the show this evening. Holy Spirit, I'm asking that you lead the way. Take me by the hand, and I will follow whatever direction you take me to. So, Father, we're asking that you bless the show, everyone who's listening. Let the words, oh God, fall on good ground so fruits can be produced in their lives, some 30, some 60, and some 100-fold. And, God, we pray even now for this radio station and the visionaries behind this radio station, Pastor and First Lady Christopher and Shanice Newton. So, God, I ask tonight that you bless them in a special way, that you open doors for them. Oh, God, Father, I ask that favor begin to rain down on them in the mighty name of Jesus. Watch over them. Cover them under the blood of Jesus. God, we pray for everybody now who is listening, who's been affected by the COVID, if they've had any family member, Father, that they've lost. Father, tonight we pray that you bring comfort and you restore their joy in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, we pray. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Again, I want to thank you so much for being with me tonight. I am a part of the Grub, which comes on Monday at noon Central Standard Time right here with our leader, Shanice Newton, along with myself and Pastor Jean. And our discussion yesterday had me thinking. And I'm just going to go ahead and piggyback off of our show yesterday because it really stuck with me. All the scriptures yesterday we read during the crud, it led us all to one place, and that is the love of God. See, especially now in this time in our world, with all these talk about pandemic, and so many people are losing their lives, and so many people are sick, it is not uncommon to hear people who never paid God any attention before to now come and ask, where is God? And why is God allowing this to happen? And if he is God, why haven't he stopped us? First of all, God is where he's always been. He's eternal. This whole pandemic stuff, it did not catch God by surprise. He did not wake up one day and looked on the news and say, oh, my God, what's going to happen? What am I going to do? He's wringing his finger, walking the floors of heaven. But before the foundation of this world was laid, God already knew everything that was going to take place in 2020. He is the God of time. He created time, although he is eternal. So when I hear people comment to, where is God? And you hear that when we have hurricanes, when there are tornadoes, when a baby dies. We hear always, especially for us in America, when 9-1-1 took place, well, where was God? Why wasn't he protecting us? And we so quick to blame God when we ourselves sometimes don't even think about him. And my thing is, how can we expect God to be there and to protect us, and yet we refuse to have a relationship with him? If you're in a relationship with somebody, you have got to talk to them. You don't just turn your back on the person you say that you love. Excuse me, but how many people even now never give God a second thought? And now they're reading their Bible, now they're praying, because the rubber has hit the road. And when things happen in our lives, when we cannot justify why it happened, we always have to find someone to blame. Even the atheist who does not believe there is a God, even them, they will find a reason to blame God. Oh, if he say he is so much God, why has he allowed this to happen? And I want to say to you, one of the devil's best, how would you say that, Lord, ammunition he tried to use against God, because he will come to God's people and he will say to us also, where's your God? I thought your God was good. I thought he was great. I thought he just loved you so, so much. Where is your God? This pandemic has broken loose, not just in America, but over the world. You know, so many people are dying. You're not working. Where is your God? I thought he said he was your provider. And the devil is doing exactly who he is. But we have to remember that God is love. See, we will walk away from God, but he will never walk away from God. I hear people say, when we get saved, you hear people say, oh, I found the Lord. I'm like, really? You found the Lord? Where was he at? Was he lost? Was he hiding? But I do understand what they mean, you know. But God has never been lost. God is not some kind of entity that you take from here to there. We give the devil sometimes more credit, not realizing God is the one who created the devil. See, the devil's job is to lie to us. God is See, God's job is not to love us. He's just love. God can't do anything else but love. So don't think because of what you're going through right now, that means God doesn't see. He doesn't hear your cry. That doesn't mean he doesn't love you. That doesn't mean he's given up on you. If any of these thoughts cross your mind, believe me, it is not of God. Because God wants his children to to be close to him. God wants his children to always be in his presence, because he tells us in Psalms that in his presence there is fullness of joy. So why would he give us joy and then to turn around and to walk away from us, to take away our peace and cause us to be in a place of worries and stress, and people who don't believe this world is going to get better. They don't think they'll be able to go back to work. They just think this is it. Oh, my God. And so many people are committing suicide. Our God is not the God of suicide. Our God is not a God of death. All this ugly things that's happening in the world, don't believe God. Yes, God allows things to happen to us, but please don't believe God does not care about you and he doesn't love you. Sometimes we as parents, we love our children. We don't let them just go all crazy and live in La Vida Loca and you just hear they're acting any kind of. Sometimes if you have a good parent, they're going to tap that bottom. Now, I know not everybody tap the bottom of their kids because they don't believe in violence, and I don't believe, I just believe I can talk to them and get through to them. I can tell them, go get in the corner for 10 minutes and think about what you did. Them kids ain't thinking about what they did. They thinking about what can I do next time so I can get away with it. You know, what can I do so I can get away with it? But there are days, if you have a mother or if you have a father, they're not punishing you out of hate, because the truth of the matter is, if a parent don't care, they let their kids do whatever. But if a parent care about their kid, when you get out of line, guess what? They will swing you back into line. And it's the same thing about God. We have to remember, this world have just turned their backs on God, especially America. America has just turned her back on God. America is serving all kind of gods right now. America took prayer out of school, took prayer out of the judicial system. They just want to do away with God. So y'all been wanting to do away with God. Now he withdrew himself. Now y'all unhappy. See, you cannot please everybody. Everybody's willing to blame, but you can't please everybody.
Oh,
so when he comes back and then he changes some things, then there's still going to be a complaint. Well, why did God take so long? Why did he have to allow so many people to die? The wicked man who does all his wicked stuff, don't think he's doing it on his own. God allows us to do things. He allows us to go places. He allows us to get in some situations, not because he's weak, not because he doesn't care, but God will say to us, oh, you really think you know better than I know for you? Remember, I created you in my image. So now because you have a little education, I done put some money in your pocket. So now you think you know you better than I who created you. So he'll say, okay, go on ahead, roll your roll, like my daddy used to say. Roll your roll and see how quick you're going to bump your head. And when you bump your head, let's see who's going to come to who. Am I God going to come to you, or are you going to come to me? Because the Bible tells us heaven and earth will pass away, but his word will never pass away. God will always be there for his children. But one thing I've learned out of my own life, God gives us enough warning. And after he's given us so many warnings and we are just hell-bent on doing what we want, he just kind of sits back and says, okay, go ahead. And I know that all too well, because I marry a man. God said to me over and over and over, do not marry this man. Dreams, do not marry this man. I heard preaching, do not marry this man. But what? I took no heed to his counsel, and I lost everything, almost lost my life. So when I speak on God will let us go and do what we want to do, just to let us know, baby, if I were to remove myself from you, that body that you work out, that buff body, your six-pack, you know, all your abs and your biceps and triceps, all that, you oil down and you lotion down. If I were to just step away from you for a half second, you'd be dead. So when we look at God, we serve a good God. We serve an amazing God. He wants nothing but the best for us. So yesterday on the grill, one of the scriptures that Sister Shanice, we discussed was, I think it was Luke 15, the story of the prodigal son. And that really, I thought of the other scriptures that she gave, but for some reason, that one especially stuck to me. And I think when we come to a place in the Bible where you see yourself in the Bible, it resonates with you. So it gives you something to chew on more than whatever is not, you know, at where you are right now or what you've been through. But if we know the story of the prodigal son, that's what you call, like, love beyond love. That is what you call absolute selfless love, and that's the true definition of the agape love of God. This young man, he was in the house where all his needs were being met, America. All his needs were being met. America had everything she needed, everything she wanted. America was the most powerful country in the world. One day, America decided, give me the portion that belongs to me. That young man, he went to his dad and say, give me what you got for me. Now, first of all, I find that really bold. Because if you, my son, what makes you think you have the right to my money? Did you work for my money? Even though I say yes, when I'm gone, I will give you a portion. I will leave behind a portion for you. Because a good man leaves an inheritance for his children and their children and their children. So daddy is doing right by his son. So he asked for his money. He took his money, and he went off, the Bible saying, into a far country, America. Went into a far country, took prayer out of school, into a far country, saying there is no God. Went into a far country, trying to do all they can to shut down the churches, went into a far country. And when he got into the far country with all his money, America and all her money can do what it wants, go where it wants, defense, everything is lit, economy is booming, everything is wonderful. Everybody wants to come to America. Everybody wanna be an American. People coming from all around the world, coming to America illegally, having babies in America because they already learn how to siphon out what does not legally belong to them, how to rob and steal and bring it into their homes. So they come and they have illegal babies in America. So now you have babies in America. That makes them American. That means now you have every opportunity an American would have. America doing whatever she wants, shifted away from God. Can care less about God. It's party. Everybody come on. We're going to party like it's 1999 because we got the money. We got the biggest stars in the world. We got the biggest hip-hop artists in the world. We got the biggest comedians in the world. We got the biggest gospel singers in the world. Everything is big in America. So he goes out with all his money. And the Bible said he lived a riotous life. He got with his freaks, okay, America, threesomes, foursomes, husbands and wives swinging, doing this, doing that. A whole lot of pedophilia going in America. So just living a riotous life. And after his money was spent, because having a good time, he wasn't thinking about his daddy back home, worrying, where is my son? What is my son doing? How can my son do this? doesn't my son realize that I love him? He did not have to go. How long was his dad praying for him? And same thing in America. How much prayer have been going up from the church for America? And America is getting farther and farther and farther away from God. But yet we're asking, where is God? He lived a life. And after all his money was spent, now he broke. Once upon a time, you say the name America, people tremble. I went somewhere, and they told me, please, America is a joke. I say, what? America is a joke. So other countries are now talking down at us, the very same America who've handed out so much to help everybody else. And now they call America a joke. Why? Because America decided living a riotous life, living life any kind of way, living life. TVs don't even go off in America anymore. Back in the days growing up on the island, TVs went off at midnight. And at 6 a.m. it would come on with the news. You can be up 24 hours. TV is on 24 hours. There is so much to do in America, but yet we don't have time to pray to God. We don't have time to seek God. But we're talking about the love of God and how the enemy is using this pandemic right now to make us feel like God has forgotten about us, to make it seem like God don't love us. So let me go ahead and continue because I only got an hour with y'all. So the Bible tells us after he's done all he did, he went ahead and joined himself to a band. And I just want to ask this question, who is in bed with America? But this ain't no political show, so I'm going to go on. He went ahead and joined himself to a band. And the person, the son who was once basically at the stature of a prince in the house with his father, looking, everybody have their eyes on the prize, America. This young man had everything. When he got broke, where was his friends? Nobody came to his aid. He had to get a job feeding the swine. That's what you call down on your luck. That's what you call at the bottom of the barrel.
Say what?
And somebody might say, his father never came looking for him. His father, I thought his father loved him. What about his big brother? You mean to tell me nobody came to look for him? Let me tell you, there are some tests, there are some places God will allow us to go that family and friends can't find us, because he have got to show us you are not your own. You were bought with a price. I have purpose in you. I'm not just going to let you get out there, get buck wild, and die, and the purpose that I've placed within you, just let it go to hell. I'm not going to do it. So sometimes, for us to get down to the nitty-gritty where we have to hit our knees and say, Lord, no mas. This is it. I can't do nothing about it. If you don't help me, I am dead, deader than a doornail. So God allowed this young man to get to the point where he was eating the very same flock that the pigs were eating. Now, mind you, his father's house is loaded. The stuff, the place that he is now, there is nowhere had he stayed at home that he would have experienced that. If America had remained under the counsel of God, a lot of the calamities that we have experienced in America, we would not be going through it. And rather than us saying, you know what, I had a part to do with this, because we will complain about a whole lot of things, but we will not vote. We will complain about a whole lot of things, but we will not take any action to make it better because we are waiting on somebody else to do what God purposed in our hearts to do. So when he got to himself, and this is where America is right now, but yet America is not smart enough to say, Lord, I'm not smart enough, so help me to be smart, to come to my senses, to come to you. So when he got smart enough, what the Bible said, when he came to himself, he said, I'm going to go to my father's house. Now look how low he got. He got so low, he said, his father have servants. Maybe if he go back, his father will make him a hired servant. Now, what kind of father would do that to his child? The same father or the same mother that will see their children acting up and not correct them. The same father or the same mother that have their children cussing out adults, thinking it's funny, and not put these children in a place of correction. I know of this lady. She used to let her little daughter cuss out adults. And I'm not talking about, oh, shut up, you're stupid. I'm talking about the big, gigantic F word and shut this, that, and the other. And what is mama doing? She's laughing, think it's funny. Now that daughter is an adult. She is out of control. She can't handle her. Because if we don't take care of the problem when it is in its infancy, how are we going to take care of the problem when it gets to a stage that we can't handle? And this is where America is right now. That son, he had the sense to go home. America still doesn't have the sense to turn from her wicked way. He went back home. And the Bible tells us his father saw him out there. That tells me God, the love that he has for us, he is just waiting for us to call on him. Because God will chase us down. But again, when you want to be grown, he will let you be grown. And this is where America is. America feels, I don't need God. All these big, rich people right now, they're in their bunkers trying to hide from COVID-19. But can I tell y'all one thing? The eyes of the Lord goes through to and fro. Whatever is being done in secrecy, whatever is being said in secrecy, we may not hear it, but Almighty God sees it all, he knows it all, and he hears it all. The Bible tells us that young man came home, and afar off his father saw him. And his father, when he saw, he told him, go and get the best robe. That's love. That's forgiveness. That's forgiveness beyond any measure that we can sometimes even begin to wrap our minds around it. And he said, put a ring on his finger. You never lost your place in God. America can never lose her place in God, because America was founded on the word of God. All we have to do is repent and turn from our wicked ways. We need to cry out unto the Lord. And I'm talking to America, and I know this station, I know we're reaching around the world. And what America and Africa and Europe and Asia and South America and Australia and the Caribbean islands, what we need to do is to get back in alliance with God. He came home and his father accepted him. And his father took him home and not just made a little celebration. He said, get that fatted cow. That cow we've been plumping up for years, nice thick juice. We're going to get us some nice T-bone steaks out of that. There's going to be some good filet mignon. After that, we're going to make us some good ribs, some mashed potatoes, some beans, some cornbread. Sister Shanice is going to make some of that good VI macaroni and cheese. We're going to live it up today. Why? Because my son, who was dead. Now, check this out. The son wasn't dead. Even though he see his son, we know the son wasn't dead. Daddy probably thought his son was dead because he was gone. And America, that's why we're dead. That's why the world is dead, because we are no longer, or let me say, we are trying to do all we can to not be in a place where God can see us. Because you remember when you were younger as a kid, you will act up wherever your parents' eye was not at. If your parent, your parent's eye wasn't on that playground, you will act a fool. Your parent's eye wasn't at the mall, you sure. But whenever mama showed up and daddy showed up, little soldiers, we were, like my daddy say, on our P's and Q's. You couldn't tell us apart. A B looked like a D and a D looked like a B. Oh, yeah, you can see the difference, because that was one of my issues growing up as a kid, making the small B and the small D. Anyway, that's the story of another time when the Lord healed me of dyslexia. Amen. So we are talking about the love of God. And like I say, the story of the prodigal son, how it so spoke to me yesterday in this place where we are right now, not realizing, and we allowing the devil to come in and to infiltrate our homes and our minds, and the devil trying to tell us there is no God. How can there be no God? How can God not love us? That father, the Bible never told us he scolded his son. The Bible never told us. He said to him, "Didn't I warn you? I gave you all this money. You went out there and you got with all them hookers and nasty women. And now that you're broke and stinking and you ain't got nothing, now you're going to come home. I ain't got nothing for you in this house." The Bible ain't never said that. Daddy run. He hadn't bathed yet. Daddy ran. Hugged him. He ain't had no deodorant. He hadn't had no haircut. He had no manicure, no pedicure, because the Bible doesn't tell us how long he's been gone. And it doesn't tell us how long he's been down on his luck. But I can tell you from experience, when you see you draw away from God, when you think you know better than God, when you think you can change that man, because my loving is the bomb, I can use my loving, I can use my feminine wise to change that man. I can use my macho-ness, my big old round muscles, pow, 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 ping. When she see me, she got to change. She got to realize I am the man. But we hear it all the time. You cannot turn a whore into a housewife, nor can you turn some kind of junkyard dog into a husband. Sometimes God gives us insights, and we don't want it. And when all hell breaks loose in our lives, rather than looking in the mirror and saying, "It's me, I'm the stinky one, Lord, I'm nasty, I'm the one that did it." You know the reason why our world is like that, Lord? Because we came off our knees. You know why the world is like that, Lord? Because you told us to come out from among them and be ye separated and touch not the unclean things. And guess what we're doing now, Lord? You cannot tell some of the saints from the world. You cannot tell some wives from Hoochie Mama. You cannot tell some husband from thugs. You cannot tell anything, but we will not look in the mirror and say, "It's me." The reason why my divorce came is because of me.
Say what?
The reason why my kids are out there acting like that is because of me. The reason why I done gained all this weight, don't blame it on Sara Lee. Don't blame it on them Butterfingers, because you have to go to the store, get in your car, turn on the car. You have to go to the store to buy them Sara Lee cakes and them Butterfingers. So don't blame your weight on I could help it. No, we have got to take responsibility. Let me tell you, when I started losing my sight, when I tell you, it was everybody's fault but mine. Oh, my ex-husband, he's so abusive. He's such a narcissist. He manipulated me. He controlled me. All this, that, and the other. The truth of the matter is, had I listened to God, none of that would have happened. That's the truth of the matter is, what is your truth? Can it be that God told you not to and you did? Can it be that God told you to stay and you went? Can it be that God told you to sit still, but because you are every woman and you are more mightier than Mickey Mouse, yo, you went out and you did all your stuff and now you in a jam? And our world, ladies and gentlemen, we have done everything God told us not to do. And now our world is in a jam. And now God is putting his hands on our behinds. And rather than saying, Lord, I am sorry, it's me, God, I was wrong, I should have listened, Lord, I should have, because the thing is this, people think one person can't make a difference. That's a lie, because the Bible tells us one can put 1,000 to flight. Two can put 10,000 to flight. So in your neighborhood, what you and your sister, you and your wife, you and your mama, you and your daughter, y'all can pray over your neighborhood and COVID-19, West Nile, cancer, any other sicknesses and disease cannot come in, because the Bible is true. God say he is love. He don't want nothing bad to happen. How can somebody who loves you see you hurt and not do anything about it? How can somebody who gave his one and only son, who knew no sin, to become the sin, not of just me and you, but the sin of the entire world, the ones that died, the ones that are living now, and the ones that are going to be born tomorrow, next week, next month, next year, carried all that sin. And you really think he don't love you? You really think God is just going to let us die? You really think God is not concerned about our health and our safety? You really think God likes seeing people jumping off buildings, putting bullets through their head because they cannot handle? You really think God likes to see the state that this world is in? But the truth of the matter is, we allow it to happen. We turn our backs on God. Somebody may not like to hear that, but we were not in the place where we were supposed to be at. And pay attention. I'm not saying you. I'm saying we. And I'm not saying we French. I'm saying we officers.
Say what?
The black, white, Hispanic, Asian, wherever you are, wherever you're listening, if you had a relationship with God, if you have a relationship with God, we allow the ball to drop. Because if he say, if we anoint ourselves with oil, the prayer of the righteous, he says, availeth much. All these Christians around the world, there should have been some changes. COVID should have ran up in the world and ran back. Man, it's too much fire up in there. Too much fire up in there. All this Jesus, blood of Jesus. Hey, I go to this house, blood of Jesus. I can't get in. I go over there, Holy Ghost fire. I can't get in. I go over here, it's more Jesus. It wouldn't happen. But we dropped the ball. And we in America, we have gotten so spoiled. We have gotten so rotten. We just think everything we want, we should have it. and that's not God. Because as a good parent, after you see your baby had one candy, you're going to say, that's enough. Because you're not going to rot your teeth because you know the pain and the discomfort that comes with rotten teeth. So you're not going to allow your babies to eat all that candy. You're not going to allow them to eat all that junk food and become out of place, out of shape, because you know when they go to school, some kids are just like their parents. They're bullies, and they will bully your baby, calling them fat and making fun of them. So I come tonight to say all this of what the world looks like. God loves us. In spite of what's going on right now, God loves us. So I have said a few things. And I'm going to go ahead, and I have Sister Shanice on standby. So you guys heard my little part. So for the next 15 minutes, Sister Shanice, I'm going to have you come. And just for us to continue to speak on the love of God and let the people know, coronavirus can't stop God. Coronavirus cannot change God's mind about us. Coronavirus, in some ways, will end out to be a blessing, because what the enemy meant for evil, our God, because he loves us, because he cares for us, because he will never allow the enemy to win over his children, it will work out for our good. God loves you. He loves us, and there is nothing the devil can do that's going to make him stop loving us. Sister Shanice, are you there?
Yes, sis, I'm here. Greetings, family and friends. It's the one and only niece. Well,
yes, ma'am.
What people also forget, Sister Deanne, is that Jesus, that God, he is our rock.
That's
you
right.
Know, without God in our life, we are all bankrupt. We forget that when everybody else said it's impossible, God said it's possible. And, you know, they have to look around and see what's going on in this world today. Yes, you know, this year we're fighting the coronavirus. You know, from 2002, there's always something that comes out that the government said, beware of, it's going to kill us and so on. But like you said, we don't have politics here. I want to share this, and it goes with Jesus is your rock. 2 Corinthians 1:2. For as many as are the promise of God, they all find their yes answer in him, in Christ, family and friends. For this reason, we also utter the amen, so be it. To God, to him, in his person and by his agency, to the glory of God. And, you know, the Bible talk about different things. Paul, the Apostle Paul, he goes on and tell us in Colossians 2:7 that we are to be rooted and grounded in Jesus. And this is what people is forgetting. We are forgetting how to be rooted
and grounded
in Jesus. You know, if we get our roots wrapped around Jesus Christ, family and friends, we are in good shape. But when we decide to wrap them around something else, this is where we fall in trouble. Like Sister Deanne said, as a child, you know, we do what we want. We get loose. We do what we want. And we get in trouble, and that's when we go and try to be wrapped around God, try to be a wrapped around Jesus. Help me, help me, help me.
Mm-hmm.
But where was you rooted all along? See,
you
have to be rooted. No person or thing is good to be as solid and dependable as Jesus. We have to remember that, family and friends. You know, when we have a saying, Babylon is falling, family and friends, look at it. It is falling now. What are we doing?
Yep.
No, we have people trying to be rooted and grounded to God. You couldn't find a Bible in the stores. Fair, because you're not in your faith how you're supposed to be. And this goes out to my pastors, apostles, bishops, and ministers. You out there wearing these masks. Where is your faith? If your faith is grounded and rooted in God, you shouldn't need that mask.
That love got you covered.
Yes. You know, but they out there telling the congregation, you know, this, that, God, and you got to put your faith in God. But where is your faith? You're my leader. You're my bishop. Where is your faith? Because if you have fear and you're showing me that you're covered up, then that's going to install fear in me, especially if your congregation has somebody sitting in there that trying to build their faith. Again, there is nothing or no one on this planet is as solid and dependable as God.
That's why
it's important to point people to Jesus. Humans are always liable to fail. We fail. But Jesus Christ, family and friends, put your hope unchangingly in him. Not in man, not in circumstances, not in anything else or anyone else.
And to family and friends,
yes.
And that's good what you're saying, because it shows the lack of trust that we have in God. When this whole pandemic thing broke out, it shows we don't believe that he loves us. We don't have trust in him. People were buying boxes of toilet paper and this, that, and the other. People losing their minds because they don't trust God, because they don't believe that God loves us. And God can, and he will, and he will always take care of our needs and provide for us.
Oh, yeah. You know, and not to be funny and get off of subject a little bit, I understand, like, the alcohol to make your hand sanitizer. Let me make that clear. And I understand the hand sanitizer, but I didn't get it. Like, what was it with people buying all these toilet paper? I mentally didn't understand it. I was understanding it because I wasn't over it. Because I just like, okay, what are you going to do with so much toilet paper? You know, I mean.
Yeah. Come on.
Yeah, it's just that people, if you don't put your hope and faith in the rock of your salvation, don't believe that God loves you, then you're wrong. He loves all of us. You know, don't let people take away. And when I say people, I mean all of us. Don't let take away what you have and what God has given you. If you're building your faith, keep building. It's going to get stronger. I start from rock bottom, family and friends. If you could love your child, and the way you love your child is the same way God loves you. And even more.
Yes,
because he took that time to knit us together in our mother womb.
To knit
us, even if we think that time is bad, time is not good, or, wow, I'm living such a terrible life, or, you know, my life just ain't right. I can't get it together. Would carry you so far. Sister Dion talked about suicide earlier. I could preach on that. I was there. I attempted 3 times because I hated my life. I hate things that I went through, family and friends. I couldn't see. I went to God and questioned him. Why me have to be abused? Why me I couldn't have kids? Why me, who had to be molested? Why me,
wow,
who had rape? Family or friends, I was sick in my stomach. I tried pills twice.
The second time,
I had to pump my stomach. The third time, I tried cutting my wrist. Okay, and it was this gentleman that was, he used to be on crack cocaine, family and friends. And God is so good that he relieved him. He relieved him from that devil. Now he's doing so good. He's able to spend time with his kids. This is how good God is. And if it wasn't for him, the last two times that I attempted suicide, I wouldn't have been here. He saved my life. When I was cutting my wrist and I just started, I just felt that hand hold me. And it was
my
him.
God.
It was him, family and friends. When I passed out from drinking a cup full of pills,
Jesus,
he's the one that run calm my mom and the neighbor. You know, sometimes we see people and we see them smile. We see them laugh. But we don't still turn and ask them. We figure because they're smiling and laughing, they're having a good day.
Good.
We take the time out and say, how are you doing today?
Yeah.
How are you doing today? Because I was there. I always smiled. I always laughed. I always made jokes. But I was burning inside. I was eating away inside.
Jesus.
So family and friends, they said, you know, just remember that God, that Jesus, they are our rock. We could depend on them any time of day.
All day long.
What you going through. And love. Show love. Show somebody love. You know, if you haven't spoke to someone in a while, pick up the phone. If you angry with them, let it go. Nobody could have hold a grudge. Man, when I upset you, I upset
years.
Yeah.
To let it go. Look around. Life is too short. We have too much people that, you know, dying and this virus. And Sister Deanna, I know this is your show, but before we go on, I just want to say, you know, here at TPV Radio Network, our prayers go out to the Plastic family. Joyce and her dad, Peppy, we call him Peppy though. His name is David Plastic. You know, their daughter is in New York. She's an adult. She's in her 30s. But right now she's fighting. She was one of those, to my understanding, she was an EMT. She was one of those on the front line. Now she's fighting for her life with this coronavirus. I know someone that was in New York. You know, she was an older lady, and she lost her life due to the coronavirus. Now somebody else I know that is fighting for their life. You know, and I just ask God to continue protecting her and the family, and, you know, them covering your blood, you know, God, because you know what we're going through in this time, and it's hard for the family. So we keep them in prayer here at this network. Family and friends, you know, help me help keep them in prayer as well. And for anyone else that is going through this with their family or someone that has lost a family member, our deepest condolences go out to
you.
Your friends, don't wait till it's too late. Pick up the phone and tell the person that you love them. Tell the person you care for them. Talk to them. If it's a grudge, let it go. Mend it.
Yeah.
Love.
Let
them
the pride. Let them the pride.
Show that love. Well, Sister Deanna, you know me, one and on.
And I agree. This is the time when we get rid of pride. This is the time when we forgive. This is the time when we fall on our knees and begin to pray, because the truth of the matter is more people are going to lose their lives. But I am a firm believer in prayer. And I believe prayer changes things, prayer changes situations. I truly, truly believe prayer is making a difference. I truly believe, as bad as this thing has been, if we had not started praying, because I cannot find our people all over the world was getting together in prayer groups, in prayer circles and stuff, crying out unto God, calling on God. And yet, after we've done all these things, after we've turned our back on him all year long, we didn't bother with him. 2,000 came in. Some folks was out there in the club dropping it like it was hot, having a good time. People was not caring about God at all. But he said, if my people who are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face, and if they turn from their wicked ways, he said he will hear from heaven, he will forgive our sins. That's the kind of God that he is. Like the father of the prodigal son, when his son came home, he forgave his sins. How do we know he forgave him? He put the best robe on him. He put a ring on his finger. He killed the fatted cow. They had a party. They had a good time. If we do that, if we come to God and not just come to God now because things are bad, but say, this is where I'm going to stay. Because a lot of people who are praying now, who are seeking God now, once you see the world get back to how it was, folks going to forget all about God. And I'm praying to God that that is not the kind of decision that we have made, that we are making right now. I just pray to God that everybody who is truly seeking him will continue to seek him and not let this COVID come and change them, and not let it come in and say, well, now that everything is good, all the restaurants are open, I can go back to the movies. Don't let it get to the point where you get so tired on Saturday nights that you can't wake up to go to church on Sunday morning. I am your host, Diane Lubran. I want to thank you for being with us tonight. Sister Shanice, thank you so much for being with us tonight. If you are not following me, I ask that you go to Facebook, author Diane Lubran. My platform is Domestic Violence. Instagram, Lubran Books. I ask that you like our page on TPV Radio. If you would like to purchase any of my books, you can go to lubranbooks.com. That is LebrinBooks.com. If you would like to have me as a speaker right there at lubranbooks.com, you can send me an email. Don't forget, well, right now Amazon is not selling any books, y'all, because it's not essential. It's not essential, but go to lubranbooks.com. And don't forget, if you are a victim of domestic abuse, you know, I ask that you connect with me, because I try to encourage the hearts of victims of abuse, molestation, rape. You know, sometimes we feel like we're in a dark place. Nobody knows us. Nobody hears us. Nobody hears our cry. And we feel all alone. Another lie of the devil. We are never alone. God is always with us. So I hope you will join me next Tuesday right here, same place, same station, 6 p.m. Central Standard Time, Victory Over the Weights of Life with your host, Diane Lubran. Until we meet, everybody, once again, I love you. May God bless you. I pray God's peace, God's glory rest upon you. I pray his comfort come and remain in you. I pray that he show you today how much he loved you and what an amazing person he have created you to be, because he created you in his own image. So, family, I pray that you have a blessed night. So walk with me, family. Let's go. I'll see you next Tuesday. Goodbye, everybody.
At Majal's Products, we care for a better you with our handmade natural ingredients to give you healthier skin, body, and stronger hair, like our face, foot, hair, and body care products. To order yours today, please visit our website at www.majalsproducts.com or on Facebook at Majal's Products. Get yours today and get your faster results without breaking the bank.
You're listening to Victory Over the Weights of Life.
Over the Weights of Life.
With Sis Diane LeBrun. Right now on TPV Radio.
This is Victory Over the Weight of Life with Sister Diane LeBrun.